I always love Mondays. We get to talk sports here in Connecticut with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo. How's it going, Vin?
It's going great, Kevin. Jenna, how you doing? Everybody had a good weekend, I presume?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was very nice. So let's talk about UConn basketball, Vin. What's going on?
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot of stuff going on. Last few weeks, we started off with the report of UConn, and we're going to continue along that line. The men's basketball team now is ranked as number one, and it battles its way up to that position, now carrying a bullseye on their back. But they're playing really well. As head coach Hurley has pointed out in a recent press conference just recently, his team is now 16-2. And 6-1 in the Big East Conference. This past Wednesday, they had a win over Creighton by a 14-point margin, which is a huge victory in securing their number one spot nationally. Then on Saturday, the men went on to defeat Villanova by 1 point, with the final score being 66-65. Their next game is at home Sunday the 28th against Xavier, and that's going to be played at the XL Center in Hartford.
That's the problem when you're really good, is that you get the best from all the other teams because they want to knock you off.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what I mean by having the bullseye on your back.
Yeah, yeah.
No question. On the women's side at UConn, the ladies are ranked number 9 nationally. They've moved up. This past Wednesday, they beat Seton Hall, and then on Saturday, they took it to DePaul 88-51. This extends their winning streak to 12 games.
Nice.
Keep in mind that the present squad consists of only 9 players due to all the injuries that they've been incurring in the 23-24 season. Paige Beckers is still healthy. She's accrued 32 points in the game against Seton Hall. Looking ahead, the ladies are going to square off against Marquette tomorrow at 7 p.m. Then they come home to play Notre Dame at the Gamble Pavilion Saturday evening at 8 p.m.
Go Huskies.
Yes, absolutely. They look great this year. In other sporting news, Rory McIlroy won the Dubai with a 2-under-70 score in the final round. This was his 4th win at the tournament. Rory is ranked number 2 in the world. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has once again reached the quarterfinals in the Australian Open, and this win ties him with the Swiss Roger Federer with the overall position wins. U.S. Open Coco Gauff winner last year has moved up to the quarterfinals as well. On the skiing circuit, U.S. skier number 1 in the world, Michaela Schifrin, whom I love watching skiing on when she's on, she slid into into her 95th win in the World Cup slalom, and she won by 0.14 of a second.
Wow.
Close.
This was her 5th slalom win of the season and her 58th in total. This ties her with Ingemar Stenmark of Sweden.
Skiing's one of those sports that's very impressive because we all know we've tried to do it. And I'm like, I don't know how they do it.
Yep.
We've got the ump, Vin Cerullo, here in studio. Now, Vin, we were talking UConn basketball earlier, but it looks like the football team at UConn looking promising for next year.
Even though it's out of season, UConn football team has added 10 players that came from the portal. The hopes that this will strengthen the team as a whole. To be able to get 10 players in baseball terms is really a home run. They picked up 2 defensive players who should make a huge impact almost immediately. Defensive back Jordan Wright and Dakota Doyle Robinson, a defensive lineman. They also received a punter, Connor Stoltz, who will replace last year's punter due to graduation.
Now, the portal is high school kids who come through.
They're actually college students, college players that put in. It's almost like free agency, and the NFL has free agency. This is kind of like a free agency in college.
Oh, and they can kind of scout from there.
Yeah, they put their name in the portal, and if a school needs a player and they like this guy, they could pick him up. Last week, featured the young ladies in high school, so we took a closer gander at the boys. Talking to some of the coaches this past week, in general, their concerns about the new shot clock have been really good. They said that the players picked up on it very quickly, and they seem to really enjoy the faster pace of the game.
Yeah, I would think that that speeds up the games. The kids probably have to get used to it a little bit, but yeah, I'm all for the shot clock. I think that's great.
So, Vin, who are some of the top teams this week?
Notre Dame of West Haven at 12-0. Number 2, Northwest Catholic at 9-0. Colby Cathedral, number 3, is also at 9-0. Number four, East Catholic, supporting a 10-1 record. And fifth place is Notre Dame of Fairfield, holding an 8-1 record. In Division II, we find at number one, Stamford. Number two, Trumbull. They are both at 8-1. Fairfield Ward, who has a 6-1 record. Number four, Windsor at 10-2. And number five, Manchester, has an 8-2 record. Moving over to ice hockey, in Division I, we see that it's Darien, Ridgefield, Notre Dame of West Haven, New Canaan, and Northwest Catholic. Other local schools in the top 10 are Fairfield, which is number 7, and Fairfield Prep is at number 9, with St. Joe's following at number 10, and Notre Dame of Fairfield as number 11. Some games to watch this week here in basketball. We have Prep versus Xavier, which is this evening, and then Amity versus Lyman Hill, which will be played on Wednesday. Also is Law versus Foreign. Big crosstown rivalry.
Oh, big Milford also. Rivalry. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Like that always is a big game for Milford. The top performers on the ice are Ryan Flynn. He's a senior. He's a forward at Fairfield, and he has 25 points. Bryce Mastriano is a sophomore at North Haven and has 14 goals. Nathan Morgagrim is a senior at West Hill Stamford. And Brody Sagrini, a senior at Hamden, he has 291 saves in the net.
Nice. Winter sports going well here in Connecticut.
Absolutely. It's good. Keeps you warm in the cold weather.
It's so
true.
This
is true, yeah.
It's funny. You got some good games happening, too.
Absolutely, guys. And we're looking forward to more.
All right, Vin. Thanks so much. The Vin Cerullo. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yep. Absolutely. Looking forward. Kevin, Jenna, take care.